Hello and welcome to The Wanderer, the podcast that discusses Anglo-Saxon poetry and Anglo-Saxon heathenism. This episode is about Yggdrasil, the world tree. Yggdrasil, the sacred ash tree of heathen mythology, with its branches in the heavens and its roots in the underworld. The cosmic tree that is Yggdrasil. It's a common feature of religions and mythologies around the globe. Stories of such trees have been recorded in the Americas, Asia, India, Africa, the Middle East, and of course, Europe. And while the species and specifics may vary from place to place, one thing almost always holds true. The tree is central to the structure of the universe. The sacred heathen Yggdrasil says, E.O. James in his classic archaeological study of The Tree of Life, 1966, is perhaps the heathen tree par excellence, a giant ash tree described in both the poetic Edda and Snorri Sturluson's 13th century prose Edda. Yggdrasil stands at the absolute center of the heathen cosmos. Its roots connect it with the nine worlds, and it is tended by the three Norns, powerful female figures who roughly correspond to the three fates of Greece, who water it from the magical well of Ur. Probably the most famous story associated with Yggdrasil concerns Woden, who in order to gain the wisdom of the runes and the favour of the Norns, hung upside down nine long nights, wounded with a spear, on that tree of which no man knows where its roots run. Woden sacrifices himself by hanging from the world tree Yggdrasil. Heathen cosmology, there is no more important entity than Yggdrasil. When it dies, the myths tell us, the whole world of the gods dies with it. Nearly every heathen text that mentions Yggdrasil emphasizes that the tree is not only sacred, it is mortal and sorely in need of compassion and protection. Woden in the poetic Edda says that Yggdrasil suffers agony more than men know. A stag nibbles it above, but at its side its decaying and Nihogr, which is a malicious serpent or dragon, rends it beneath. Elsewhere in the Eddas, we're told that countless dangerous serpents slither below Yggdrasil. A squirrel is constantly scurrying up and down its trunk, bringing news. And Gullinkumbi, one of the three roosters whose crying will signal Ragnarok. The twilight of the gods nests in Yggdrasil's upper canopy, like a sentry. The deep origins of Yggdrasil are mysterious. The English scholar Hilda Ellis Davidson has plausibly suggested its mythology developed from ancient North Eurasian shamanic traditions, according to which a tree rising through the center of the world was thought to act as a sort of ladder to descend into the underworld or ascend into the heavens. Such a concept is familiar in many cultures, from the Hungarian topless tree to the Vedic Indian sacred fig tree called the Ashvatha. Certainly, the tradition of holy trees has found an enduring role in heathen culture. Walden trees, known as tundra in Norwegian and vartrad in Swedish, are still planted in Central's place on many farms today. These trees, if well taken care of, are thought to bring good luck to the farm and the people who live there. It's a belief not so far removed from ancient lore, which held that the court of the gods was kept beneath a great ash, and it was there they meted out justice. In 1643, a bishop called Brynhof Sveinsson was given 45 pieces of vellum containing poetry and prose from the heart of ancient Northern European indigenous culture. This collection is called the King's Book, Codex Regius in Latin. It is thought to have been written around 1270. Between 1270 and 1643, the manuscript was hidden from public view, presumably to protect it from being destroyed by the new religion which arose from Rome. Who the family was that protected this manuscript for over 300 years, we don't know. Nor do we know their tradition. But we can be sure that it would have been a treacherous secret to bear safely through the medieval centuries. The bishop did not himself keep the manuscript. Instead, he offered the collection as a gift to the King of Denmark. There it remained in Copenhagen until 1971, when it was returned to Iceland. Warships had to transport the manuscript across the sea as a plane journey was seen as too risky. Such was the preciousness of the papers. It is not surprising these vellum papers represent the few written remains of our indigenous past of Northern Europe. When we open these old scripts, we find at the heart of the heathen mythology contained within a symbol as archaic as campfire, the world tree, Yggdrasil. The most satisfactory translation of the name Yggdrasil is Woden's horse. Yg is another name for Odin, and Drasil means horse. However, Drasil also means walker or pioneer. Some scholars would argue that the name means Odin walker or Woden walker. In some parts of the manuscript, Yggdrasil and Woden seem to be one and the same. When Odin hung, speared for 9 days on the world tree, he uttered the words that he had sacrificed himself unto himself. This stanza gives us a description of the unity existing between the Godhead and the tree in the myths. To emphasize this connection, we find in Old English the word triol, which means both tree and truth. Etymologically, then, truth and tree grow out of the same root. Subsequently, in the heathen creation myths, man and woman originated from trees. We are all the sons and daughters of the ash and elm tree. The first man was called Ask, born from the ash, and the first woman Embla, born from the elm. We also gain an understanding from the old vellum scripts that the world tree is not a transcendental entity beyond time and space. Rather, it is alive, organic, fragile and strong, and bound by the three dimensions of time, past, present and future. The fragility of Yggdrasil is always a concern to the gods. There is a dragon called the Bane Biter, who bites into its deepest roots. There are also other animals that assail the tree. 4 deer feed from the branches, and their names are Dane, Dvalin, Dunir, and Duratro. Dane and Dvalin are described seeming as if they are dead, or living with indifference, living in a mist. 2 animals standing on the roof of Valhalla, the abode of the gods, the goat Hedron and the deer Actinor, and they feed from the branches too, but they give back gifts to the tree. The goat offers mead and the deer pours waters from its antlers into the roots. They are both said to live in balance with the tree. 3 old wise women known as the Norns are the protectors and guardians of Yggdrasil. The 3 Norns weave on a loom which represents time itself, and they are portrayed as Urd, past, Verdandi, present, and Skuld, future. Every morning from the leaves of Yggdrasil there is a sweet glimmering dew which fills the valley. The dew is our memory of yesterday. Before the sun evaporates the dew, Urd collects this memory water and pours it into her well, the well of memory. The dew water is named Ur. In the centre of Urd's well there are 2 sacred swans, which form a heart shape with their long necks when facing each other, creating the fertility symbol of the god Frey, the god of love and fertility. Love arises from this holy well. If the past is discarded, memories forgotten, the roots will dry up. Verdandi, who symbolizes the present, presides over the flowers during the flowering time, where life is said to manifest. Skuld assists the flowers to reach out to the future. Curiously, the name Skuld implies debt, as if the future owes something to the work of the past. The world tree is connected with our own creation, preservation and destruction. It teaches us that trees are bound to the fate of the world. It is up to us to care for our past, to remember that which we have lost, and also to celebrate the flowering world, the present moment, whilst reaching forward to a possible future. Trees have profound roles in worlds of both real and mythology. With their majestic bark, lush laid out branches and billowing cloud of leaves, humans are drawn to them in deep fascination. And this magic is embodied in the marvelous account of the heathen world tree. And according to heathen mythology, the entire world is in fact a tree called Yggdrasil, located at the center of the universe. Now, all heathen mythologies must have a grain of truth in them. Although we can't see back into the past to see exactly where the myth or the mythology of Yggdrasil comes from, we can take an educated guess that heathens did worship in groves, tree groves, or worshipped actual trees or near trees. So I don't see that anything at all when it comes to the world tree or Yggdrasil, the heathen world tree, needs to be discarded and can be taken as a truth from heathen mythology. If you enjoyed this episode of Yggdrasil on the podcast The Wanderer, please tune in next time. Thank you for listening.